Name is Chuck. I'm here to talk to you today about avoiding self-neglect, particularly if you've been affected by mental illness. There are a number of questions you have to answer for yourself. Are you getting sufficient rest? After a crisis that I went through while diagnosed with mental illness, one of the things I noticed was that in the lead up to them, there was a lot of mental activity, with my sleeping pattern being disrupted. At a stage when my mom was looking after me, with me complaining I could not sleep, she told me that it was important to rest my body even if my mind was racing. Physical rest is important. It eventually helps to make sure that your sleep pattern is not erratic. Are you getting sufficient exercise? Physical exercise keeps you healthy with most of your organs functioning efficiently. If you sit at one position for too long, and don't move around, it will affect you. It will affect your mood. Try it for a lot of times and you will check and find out that it does make a difference. So have regular times that you carry out some physical exercise. Maybe go for a walk during lunchtime, play a game, a physical game, one of the sports that would involve you running around over the weekend or something, but have something that's regular. Are you eating properly? Getting a proper balance of nutrients is essential, not only for recovery from ill health, but also in maintaining your well-being. Very often, when you're bored and you're not looking after yourself very well, your food actually suffers. So ensure that you're eating properly. If you're not motivated to do it yourself, go somewhere and buy some food, but ensure that you're getting proper nutrients. Are you taking care of your appearance? We all appreciate beautiful things. Things that appeal to us make us happy and energized. Taking care of your appearance will not only enhance your self-worth, but also make others relate to you better. Desire to engage with you is always better than sympathy for you. Are there tasks you can leave to others? It's easy to get overwhelmed with tasks when you are challenged with or recovering from mental illness. Always seek to get others to help you with tasks, as this can help you no end in reducing stress. You manage your time better and you can do the things that you enjoy doing the most more effectively. Finally, do you have a healing home environment adapted to your personality and situation? An untidy environment always affects the mind in the wrong way. Things that make you relax, be at peace and happy are essential to have around you to keep you motivated about keeping well. I made the most recovery when Zoe and I got married, with her keeping a lovely, tranquil home. I could stay anywhere in our home without feeling the desire to move away. Well, that's it for now. We will revisit this topic again another time. I hope you have enjoyed our little chat today. Remember, we are what we hear. Blog in again next time to definementalness.com to hear more inspiration sound thoughts, because sound thoughts give way to a sound mind.